I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. The boys are back to do another pointless podcast. Everybody, life isn't meaningless. Even if you listen to this, you make it think you're meaningless.
I was actually just trying to turn off my auto lock on my iPad. I left you.
Well, that's why I was improvising.
I totally left
no,
you
I just thought I'd improvise a song. What's happened is it turned into a smash hit.
Welcome to Left of Left Field.
I'm drinking wine.
Welcome to Left of Left Field. I'll join you. Welcome to Left of Left Field. Clink.
Right.
And
hello,
wait, shh.
No, what?
Everybody, shh.
Oh, yeah.
Shh. Listen.
That's the sound of a real log fire.
That's a log fire.
Yeah. We and Paul have just done a 9-mile walk. We've just walked up one of the York's three peaks.
We did.
That we like to call Ingleborough. And it was in unbelievably bad, windy conditions.
Yeah, so we did start off, we thought we might record on the way up. Hopefully, there's a bit at the beginning that you can hear.
Don't reference it, because it might be cut, mate.
It might be cut.
Just be professional. Be professional.
But we just couldn't record at the top. Honestly,
it was insane.
I
got literally blown off the hill.
I know. Sometimes
Paul turned around, he was about 200 yards away and I'd fallen over.
Sometimes you can see Morecambe from the top of Ingleborough. We couldn't even see each other.
No, it was crazy.
It was a wonderful walk. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Paul.
This is Left of Left Field. It's a podcast.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sure it is. Why not?
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Goodbye.
What have you been up to, mate?
Right. There's three little mini stories here and they fall under the umbrella title of I actually think it's funny. I think I might be losing my mind.
Okay.
Right, so I put these on Twitter as they happened because and the reason I put them on Twitter, because I don't share a lot of personal stuff on Twitter, but what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get ahead of the exposure of public humiliation. So if any of it's been caught on camera,
right,
I can say, well, yeah, it is funny.
So you do something.
Something embarrassing.
And then you put it on Twitter to kind of go,
to head off. If anybody sees it on the video, or has caught it on a camera.
Yes, I was naked walking through
the
town.
I can say, no, but I put that out on Twitter. I thought it was funny too.
Okay, so go for it.
Even though it's humiliating. So three things happened. The first one was on the tube. I went down to London. And you know what it says? The thing of mind the gap. I didn't.
You chose not
I didn't,
to.
I didn't mind the gap at all. I mean, at all.
Did you welcome the gap?
I was so northern, I thought, no, I won't. I won't mind the gap.
I'll do it.
You come with me with your fancy southern weather, your frappuccinos and your pastries. I'm going to walk into the gap, and if it doesn't support me, then you're all London-centric. I fell flat on my face into a tube.
Oh my God.
Of crowded people. I mean, properly flat on my face. I was covered in bruises and shame.
So then you tweeted it and went,
yeah.
Look what I just did.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I did. I think it's also funny for anybody who happens to be silly enough to follow me on Twitter. It's kind of funny because I'm a bit like the character I play on telly. I'm a bit of a doofus.
Yeah.
The second one, I'd driven to Devon, right, and parked my car. What I thought was this prime parking space in this Devonian village, and it turned out to be the pigeon's toilet. And when I got back in the car,
I honestly thought you meant literally.
I'm not exaggerating. There was more bird poo than car. I drove back. I've not had a new car in a long time, and it was a new car. I was really pleased with it. It's modest.
It's a very humble car.
Yeah, it's a hybrid.
Car,
very. It's not a flash make or anything.
Yeah.
And drove it back the 5 hours. Just drove. I drove bird poo back to the north, and I thought I'm going to go to the garage and give it spray wash it. You know. So
imagine all those pigeons that came back to that place and went, our toilet's gone.
Somebody took the toilet.
That lanky
guy took the toilet. Anyway, I got to this car heavy, you know, it's a real power spray wash that you just obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And I put my quid in, and I looked at it, and I kept pressing.
Don't tell me you looked in the end.
No. I kept pressing, to the point where, and I was really tired. I'd driven for 5 hours, right? Went into the garage, I said, I don't think it's working. I was really polite. I said, I'm probably being an idiot. I always say that as well, because it usually is. And as it turned out, that was the truth. And it turned out I've been pressing the picture and the button was right next to it. I'd just been pressing the picture of a hose. For ages, though. And then the final story is, so only a few days ago, I drove into Leeds to try on clothes that didn't suit me, as it turned out, in clothes shops, because I've not bought any clothes for ages. And I thought, I'll treat myself to something. I'll get a jumper or a, you know, jacket, like a jacket, something.
Yeah.
None of it. It was all rubbish. And anyway, I got back to the car park where I parked.
With nothing,
right? So I'm already in there. And not slept well, so I was a bit tired. And it said, put your ticket in the machine. So I put my ticket in the machine. And it said, it's £5. Oh, this has gone up. It's gone up. It was £3 last time I was here. It was £5. Really, really angry about that as well. So I got my debit card out and it said, put it, hold it against the Wi-Fi thing as usual to pay for your thing, wirelessly pay. So I did it, nothing, of course, not working. Did it again, not working. I thought, I'll just put it in the machine and pay normally, PIN, you know, put my PIN number in, put it in, nothing, kept rejecting the card. And I thought, this, I know this card's good. I must have been there, I'm not exaggerating, for it sounds like not much time, but when you're there, it's a lot of time, 5 minutes.
Right.
So quite a lot of time.
Yeah.
That's 300 seconds, right? And I kept putting it in, kept spitting it out, trying the Wi-Fi, nothing. And I keep doing these gestures with my arms wide, shaking my head. No, I was on my own, thank God. But there was a camera. And I'm sort of like shaking my head. This is, as you say, God, technology's rubbish. And I realised that was just a different machine altogether. It was another parking machine. So I put my ticket in one machine and tried to pay on the other machine. And it was just, and I'm beginning to think that
you're an idiot.
I was either always like this and I've just never noticed it before and I'm just noticing it more now. Or it's the beginning of a very slow deterioration towards we found him naked in the centre of Leeds.
Yeah, it's age. It's totally age. We could go on. Me and Sarah, my wife, are continually like, we just don't remember anything. I often don't remember.
My brain's Sarah. A sieve. Like, yeah. My brain is a sieve.
So I went, talking about age, whether it's age or not, but I went for a CT scan. It was following that I had kidney stones.
Yeah.
And then I got a phone call from the hospital saying, we've noticed that your urethra is slightly enlarged. We're pretty sure it's because you just had kidney stones.
Yeah.
But we just want to double check.
Well, that's good.
Great
good.
NHS. Very good. So I go for a CT scan a couple of days ago. I hadn't factored in the fact that they were putting in a dye. I've never had that before. So they put in a dye.
Yeah.
And they were brilliant. They explained it to me. They said, we're going to put half of it in. We're going to do a scan. And then 8 minutes later, we'll put the second half in and do another scan.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm in this room on my own. and they tell me, they put it in, they take a photograph. And I have to lie there. There's no clock. But I just have to lie there trying to guess whether or not it's 8 minutes. And so, first of all, I'm like, I'm going to be really calm about this. I'm not going to worry about it. And then he started going, like, I think it's probably been about 2 or 3 minutes now, so I just got to wait a bit longer. And then I just thought, what a brilliant experiment to see at what point, because I really could have, at some point they went, that's 8 minutes, we're now putting the second one, but it could have been 20, for all I know. They could have gone out.
You lost all sense of time.
I lost total all sense of time. At one point I think I fell asleep.
Yeah.
I was just, and I was trying my best to be relaxed about it. But then I started to go, I think it's been 8 minutes. Should I ask whether it's been 8 minutes?
Like they wouldn't know. Like they would have just left you there. The NHS, the brilliant NHS would have left you there.
No, but what, I'm really interested.
Oh, my God, the guy is still in there. It's midnight.
No, I'm not doing it like in, but it's like, I feel like I was very sanguine. And I feel like I went into it almost like in a kind of a meditative state.
Yeah, okay.
And I wonder what it says about you, how long you could last. That's what I'm getting at.
Interesting.
Like, at what point do you feel, just lying there with no...
Did they have to put those headphones on you? Was it one of those...
There's no headphones. There's
no... Well, it's funny you should say this.
Because I've had an MRI and I've had the headphones.
Right, I had an MRI. I had one of those once.
With the German techno.
Well, no, what happened was they said it's really loud.
No, I mean the MRI sounds like German techno.
Right, yeah, exactly. But you go in and they said, sorry, the headphones aren't working.
Yeah.
And then they went, can you stay still for 40 minutes?
Yeah, I know.
40 minutes?
I know.
And I wanted to go, absolutely not.
I know.
Well, your health depends on it. Absolutely not.
Well, we'll just have to do
and
it
I had
again.
A cough. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cool, should we have a song?
Old Age is close. Yeah, sure. Shall we have one of mine first?
Yeah, go first.
I found this in a second.
Just to be clear, these are made-up songs that are not real, in case you're wondering.
Oh, sure, whatever.
We used to do a radio show, we missed the music. Here we go.
These are made-up songs, and Paul will put on some sort of beat after this, but it just breaks up the show so you don't have to listen to us for 40 minutes. This is a... I listened to this on a toilet. I found it. It's obscure in the back of an old record store. It's covered in dust. I thought, I'm going to buy it. This is called I Dread the Mirror by Michael Gove. Oh, do what you tell me! Sorry, I was just having an argument.
We've been singing that all day long. Hurt me or do you tell me?
Hurt me or do you tell me?
He says, dribbling his wine.
Anyway.
Inventions.
It's time for inventions. Invest your pensions. Subside your tensions. And all the clensions. Pensions. Inventions. Toodaloo.
Whoa.
This podcast is brilliant, isn't it? Five stars.
Does anybody care?
Yeah.
So, I've got three.
Yeah, big style.
So, we've both got two sets of three.
Sure.
So, I'm going to do a set of three. You'll do a set of three.
Good luck with the rest of your English. All the best with the rest of your English language.
Mine are.
We've had two glasses of wine, mate. We're very tired after our walk.
We're very tired. We had a pint. I had a pint quick. Anyway, moving on. mine are tech, health related, or well.
Okay, that's the thing. So
tech.
This is Paul's going to do three inventions. He's made one of them up.
Yeah.
Two of them are real, but I've got to guess the one that he's made up.
Tech, health.
That's a massive glass of wine that you're holding. It's absolutely vast. It's like a bottle. Well done.
It is a bottle.
Well done. How long do you tell me? Sorry,
mate.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know, you're in a rush.
Yeah, always.
You've been called earlier than you expected.
Oh, God, work.
Also, it's dark because you don't want to wake anybody up in the house.
Oh, he's tiptoeing round.
But you've got to clean your teeth. You can't not clean your teeth,
really?
Can you?
Must I?
You really must, but if only there was an invention that allowed you to clean your teeth in 10 seconds.
Wow.
The 10-second toothbrush.
I clean my teeth in 10 seconds.
Then you're not doing them properly.
I've recently started using the whole 2 minutes. I've got an electric toothbrush now.
The whole 2 minutes.
You meant to do 2 minutes, aren't you? What are you saying that for? I never do 2 minutes.
Because it's like, do you not do 2 minutes?
No. Not until the last 2 days.
I do 2 hours.
Anyway, go on.
It's a 10-second toothbrush. It's as simple as that. So what is, if you imagine, you know, like if you grind your teeth.
Yeah.
And you have these plastic things that you can put
in. Oh, that stop you grinding.
Yeah. So imagine that.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of a mould.
Yeah.
But it also, but within the teeth are little bristles.
Yeah.
And this is on like an electric thing. So you put it up and instantly you get brushes and then you turn
it over. So you've got a thing for your teeth.
All of your teeth.
But they vibrate.
Yes, but it does them all at once. Rather than moving them around, it's doing every tooth immediately.
No, absolutely not.
10-second toothbrush.
Absolutely. And the way you signed off made me realise that you'd made it up because you can't look at me.
Mate.
What?
Listen.
Yeah?
You know. You live in your home.
We all do.
We all do. You
the just, lucky ones.
If only something could look after you and monitor you. So I would stop
it's
looking
partner,
at the fire.
It's a partner, isn't it?
Stop looking at the fire.
I'm just checking it's not gone home, mate. Cozy times.
Okay. It's the health tracking light bulb.
Health tracking light bulb.
It's a light bulb. It lights.
Yeah.
It works functionally as a light bulb, but it's not just doing that.
What else does
what
it do?
What it's doing is combining with your Fitbit or your app or your Apple Watch or anything like
How
that.
How does it read what you're doing when you're not near it all the time? That's my first question.
No, you're in the house. You're in the room.
Yeah, but it can't see you all the time.
Doesn't need to. It's reading. It's reading.
No. How does that work?
All of your I don't know what you're saying. It's Bluetooth.
What are you talking about, Paul?
The light bulb is collecting all of your health data.
How is it doing that when it can't even read your heart rate or anything?
Your device is reading your heart rate.
What's the point of the light bulb, then?
Because the light bulb is like a centre. It's a centre.
It's the hub.
It's the hub that's collecting everybody's information. And they say, it's too hot in here. Oh, we need some music in this to relax them. Oh, somebody's getting a headache. Make sure we've got some headaches.
Somebody's getting a headache. Right, that's the one you made up. That is a, you know you just gave it away. Somebody's getting a headache.
I might have made that up.
Wow, I'll have that device.
Wait, emotional hats.
What? Wait a minute. Wait, I like this.
You know, not everybody likes to say exactly how they feel.
Some of us are more closeted than others.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what you wear is a hat, and it comes in any style.
Yeah.
It's a beanie, it's a bubble, it's a cap, whatever you want, whatever's your taste.
Yeah.
But they change colour, okay, at the push of a button.
At the push of a button. So you're activating it.
You're activating it. There's a colour scheme.
Yeah.
Stop looking at the fire.
I'm just checking.
There's a colour scheme.
Yeah.
And so, like, for instance, if you pick red...
You're angry.
Order it is angry. But there's
so you're
shades
letting people
of red.
You're letting people know that you're angry.
Yeah, there's shades of red.
Yeah.
And you can be quite specific. So it's like, I am angry, But actually, if you were to say a joke or, you know, to change, you know...
Achoo!
I'm angry, but I'm changing.
Achoo!
Blue might be I'm lonely.
No words about the sneezing.
Do you want to say bless you?
Yeah, go on, yes, please.
I think you've blown out the fire.
Go on.
So, you know, and I would, as your friend, it would register with my phone, it would tell me the exact colour that you're wearing, and I know how to receive you.
Oh, he's so feeling it's sexy.
Unspoken. Yeah. That's not being considered. Right. So, which one of those did I make up? Did I make up the 10-second toothbrush?
Yeah, these are good, Paul, because they're all so stupid, nuts.
the health tracking light bulb.
That's the one that makes
me
suspicious.
Or emotional hats.
I mean, emotional hats is insane. Because it's why would you...
Because you want people to know how you feel, but you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's real. I'm going to go with that's real because it's crazy and pointless, but it, you know...
I think it's genius.
It's not genius, Paul. Oh, wait a minute. The fact that you've just said that makes me think you... Wait a minute, I think you might have made that up. No, you said you think it's genius. Because you're not known for your modesty.
Yeah.
I think... What's the first one again?
So, 10-second toothbrush. I think we've glossed over that one.
Oh, God.
It's genius.
It's not genius, Paul. I think... Oh, they're really good this time, because usually it's obvious.
The health tracking light bulb is genius.
I think you made up the health tracking light bulb.
You are so wrong.
No, right, okay, so I'm left 50-50? With...
50-50?
Oh, wow.
10-second toothbrush.
Can you believe that's real? I'm going to go with... I think you made up the 10-second toothbrush.
I made up emotional hats.
Oh, God.
It's genius.
I'm so depressed. I'm so depressed that I got that wrong.
I'm going to give us a song. Should we go to a song?
Yeah, sure, why not? A song! Like it's real. A song! Should we go to a song? Yeah, stick something in the drive.
This is a great This is a great beat behind this. You're going to love it. It's slightly sloppy and quite fast too. This is Bye Bye Popo by Chrissie Dick's Many Failings.
Very good. Right, the most unbelievable things just happened, right? The fire had gone out. I'm a bit obsessed with the fire. And I was really disappointed because my fires never go out. It had gone out. Paul said, right, open it up. Open him up. Like a surgeon. Let's open him up. Let's operate. He bent down, right? He just very, very gently blew into the fire, right? There was the smallest embers left. And now it's a roaring fire. And it happened within about 3 seconds. Yeah. And I'm beginning to wonder whether Paul... Actually, I was going to say he's a superhero, but Satan?
I'll go with Satan.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it's time for my inventions. It's all that stuff. Right, so the theme, I've got two lots of inventions today. Yeah. I'll do another three later. But the theme is, these are inventions from the middle of the 20th century.
Okay.
So there's...
From the middle of...
So 50s, 60s.
Yeah, yeah. I got that.
Amazing. I mean, amazing. It's a gold mine.
Genius?
Right, so which of the following did I made up?
Did I made up?
Yeah, I'm playing with tenses. Just playing with the tenses all the time. It's called toying with the tenses. Right, okay.
That's a great balance.
Thanks. No. There's quite a few of these. Right, okay. So it's the 50s. This is 1958.
Okay.
It's called the desk cycle. Right?
Okay.
This is for secretaries. Who were always female then, obviously, change their desks all day. To keep in shape, Simpsons Incorporated invented the desk cycle. A pair of pedals underneath the desk while they were typing, that they just keep pumping away, they're depressed. The women are motivated, like, so it's to keep them, you know, keep them fit, keep their hearts pumping through the day. And the women are motivated further by, this is my favourite bit, by the pedalling, because it generates the lamplight on the desk.
Okay.
So if they stop pedalling, the light goes out. So the desk
cycle. Why are they
cycle.
Working at night?
No, but they didn't, did they? Like in newspapers, the desks, the lights run all day. Okay. You know, because these are quite, they, you know, the windows aren't, I guess.
Good call.
I'm saying,
good
I'm just saying. So that's the first one.
Okay.
Second one. For everyone's ceiling.
What? For everyone's ceiling? Is that what it's called?
The upside down record player. So I can't tell you why it is, but it's just a record player attached to the ceiling and you put it on upside down.
Hang on.
It's made in New York at the High Fidelity Show.
So
in New
York
in
19... So when you put the record on, how does that stick?
Magnets.
Totally made that up.
No, I didn't. Right, the final one. It's all right. Don't worry.
How is it? It's vinyl. What's the magnet working on?
On the machine. I think the stylus holds it in place. Right, which one of the... Oh, and there's a final one. The brush and shine. So... This is made by an engineer from the Los Angeles Brush Manufacturing Corporation, Mr. Ted Spence.
The Los Angeles
Brush Manufacturing Corp. Yeah. It's called a hairline brush, right? It's for bald men. And what it does is it's constructed so it fits with the contour of the head. It's a strap over the head with a little sort of like polishy, dusty thing on it. And for the ring of hair around the back of the bald man's head, there's a comb. So as you pull up and down, it combs the bit of hair he's got and it polishes the top of his head. So!
I don't get that.
It's like a pad that sort of shines his head.
Right. Okay.
I really can't tell you any more than that.
So he's just shining his head?
Yeah, sure. And the other bit's combing what hair he's got left.
Okay.
That fire looks great, mate. You beast. Right. Okay. So which did I make up? Did I make the desk cycle?
Okay.
Did I make up the upside down record player?
Right.
Or did I make up...
Whatever that was.
Well, it's called the hairline brush.
I might be wrong on this, so I'm going to take a punt, but I've got this feeling that I have used the desk cycle before.
All right, okay. You've used it before?
No, I feel like I've used it in my invention, so I feel like it's real. So I'm going to go, that's real.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So I'm going to go 50-50 on the other two, which both of them you made up. Absolutely mental. But I don't think you're stupid enough to come up with the upside down thingy without having thought it through. Like, you would have had an answer for that.
Right.
I don't think you gave me a good answer. The magnets doesn't work, and I think you were riffing on that.
Okay.
So I think you made up the bald head thing.
No, that's real.
Okay. So you made up the...
Upside down replay. No, it's real.
So you...
I made up the desk cycle. Which I've got to say is a bloody good idea.
I think I might have made it up as well then in the past. A version of it.
It's time for another song, mate.
Yeah, go for it.
This is by... So they said they could get Brexit done, Quintet. And it's not our Brexit deal.
Who's in that, by the way?
Oh, Johnson, Brexit hardman Steve Baker, all the usual, you know, Gove, he's there. It's a 12-inch, quite long. It's not our Brexit deal, it's theirs. Actually, I didn't give you the full title of the band. It's not our Brexit deal, it's theirs. By the men who trumpeted the Brexit deal as a new chapter in British history so they could say they got Brexit done, Quintet.
That's a big old name.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't fit on the label either. Well, it's time for more... Can you believe it? More inventions. That's how... out of ideas we are. We're just going to do another round of the same stuff.
Only because, I mean, we just had a section there that we've totally cut.
Right, we just did a section, we recorded a section where I had to improvise around one of Paul's ideas, and it ended up borderline offensive.
I know. Look at you. Yeah. That's how nice we are. We're not giving you that. So, more inventions for me.
Yeah, we'll okay.
Go back to.
Yeah. So it's Paul, more inventions.
Yeah, okay, we're back on tech.
Woo! Just a woo! Just trying to get the energy up halfway through the show. Bing, bang, bong. Come on, up. Your voice, up. Pace, up. Come on.
Mate.
Yeah.
If you've got the space, and, you know, space is of a premium now.
Space is the final frontier, mate.
But if you have, this is the perfect tech way of working out.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever been in a swimming pool?
Yes, I have.
Right? And you've like, oh, you've got to get out quick. So yeah. you run as fast as you can. It's not easy, is it?
Running? In water.
In water. It's not easy, is it?
No, no.
And it really gets you...
I think most people swim quickly to the side.
But
they don't run. They don't try and run.
It's
slower.
It elevates... So what
they've made this up.
No. What they've done is they've got the water, walker and spa. And this is a contained space.
Yeah.
It's probably the size of a sofa.
Yeah.
And comes up to your shoulders.
Yeah.
And it's full of water. And you run in it. Because it's like harder than running on a treadmill.
Yeah, they use when footballers are injured, they're running underwater, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, this is, you have it in your sitting room.
Whoa, wait, I think I've missed something.
It's the water walker spa. It's the
you
size
climbing,
of a sofa. It's a contained space full of water that comes up to your shoulder and you
How are you not splashing it all over the sitting room?
Because
Paul?
It's higher.
Why are you in the sitting room?
And
wait a minute. Just answer my question. Why is it in the sitting room?
Because it's a home.
As big as a sofa.
It's a home gym. It's in your home. And then afterwards, you can just sit down, put some bubbles on, and sit.
Right. That is the worst invention you've ever done.
It's the water walker and spa, is what it's called.
And you... Oh, garbage. Absolute garbage.
Mate.
What?
You know what it's like. You have to run.
Yeah.
You're really in the zone. You're totally
powering.
In the zone.
When I run, mate... I don't look like what you expect, which is like a person constructed out of, poorly constructed out of bamboo.
No.
I look like a mighty warrior.
You do. Yeah. You might think you do, but you do not. So you're out running.
Yeah.
The music. Boom, 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 boom. You're loving it. What's that? You just stood in some dog poo.
Oh,
didn't see it coming.
This is a twist.
Didn't see it coming.
What a grotesque thing.
If only you were wearing the Tread Safely running trainers.
No.
Proper... High-tech trainers.
No.
They're good trainers.
No, they're not.
Sensors at the front.
For poo.
For things that are of a height. And so it could be a stone, it could be a poo, it could even be a puddle.
And what happens with the sensor?
You get an alert, it does it 40 feet, what is it?
Oh, wow. You've done no research.
20 feet ahead of you.
Did you just get that number on to make it sound more convincing?
No. Boo, boo, boo. Anyway, step to one side, didn't get it, carry on. Secondly,
wow, this show's so tired.
You need to really chill out, mate. You need to really chill out. The other thing's going to really chill you out. There's
more wine.
There's that too. Have you ever had a cat just nibbling at your fingers?
Yeah, I have had that. Yeah,
we don't always have cats. Some people are allergic to them. No. Some people can't have pets. So this is a robot cat that nips your fingers.
Jesus, honestly, I don't know where this show's going anymore. I don't know what this is.
You just put your finger in this little robot cat mouth.
And it nibbles
your fingers away.
Why can't you just get a little tiny thing to do it? Why does it? No, don't shush me. Why does it need to?
A tiny thing.
A tiny thing. Why does it have to be a full cat-sized robot?
What do you mean a little tiny thing?
It could just be a thing, like a pair of pincers.
It's just a cat.
What do you mean he's a cat? It's a robot cat.
So did I make
up? Oh, you're such an idiot. Why are we even friends?
Did I make up?
Oh, you just depressed me.
Play this at home, everybody.
No, don't bother.
Play, what do you think it is? Was it the water walker and spa?
Yeah.
Was it the Tread Safely running trainers?
Oh.
Or the robot cat that nibbles your fingers?
Right, that water spa can't be real. It's not real. It's the water spa.
Is that what you're going for?
Yes.
Well, you're wrong.
No way.
Do you want to see a photo?
Yeah. How can you
It's the size of a sofa.
It's like a swimming pool in your lounge.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, but you can also get to sit down and have a jacuzzi at the
It's
end.
Absolutely awful.
So is it the Tread Safely running trainers?
The cat. You made up the cat.
I didn't.
No, you've got to be kidding me.
I made up the running trainers.
The cat's real.
I beat you both times.
Wow.
I just feel
so depressed. I feel so depressed. Is it time for one of my songs or yours?
No, it's my song.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is a great song. You're looking for this one. It's one of my favourite songs. It's a real hit at the moment. And it is That a Ferret in Your Pocket by Richard Whiteley's Countdown to Nothing?
Interesting. What a track, what a song. I'm going to buy it, I'm going to download that.
Download it on the high low.
Right, okay, it's time for more inventions from me. Here we go. In and out. People have had enough. They're done. We're 20 odd minutes in. They've had enough. They've heard too much of you, definitely. Right, so three more inventions from the mid-20th century. Mad inventions. Which did I make up? Did I make up this? The Accuro stocking liner. You'll remember after the war in Britain and America.
How will I remember after the war?
No, but you'll have seen it on films and okay. From your rich cultural...
I'm so young.
Your rich cultural backstory. That people, women couldn't often afford or get access to stockings.
That's true. They used to drop lines.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you know what the Accuro stocking liner did for them?
No.
It was like a thing that clasped around their calves. It clasped like... Like I guess line? they put it onto the fronts of their calves. It would fit around their calves, and there'd be a line split in the back.
But what's the thing? That's the
it's
thing.
It's like it's plastic, and it squeezes. You can pull it outwards, and then it clasps around your calf. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and then there's a line split that runs along your calf, along the back of it, and you draw the line. In whatever you... I mean, someone... So it used to be Bisto.
It's
used to be gravy.
It's to help you draw the line.
Straight.
Absolutely.
Why? How... Tell
That's
me.
Going to be more expensive.
How did they do it?
That's going to be more expensive than the stockings themselves.
I don't think so, because they wouldn't have made it otherwise.
Or did they?
Well, okay, next one. This was written in the ad in the like bump
was.
For this.
Yeah, of course it was.
And bear in mind when it was. So this is the '50s.
Yeah, of course you did.
For fathers who can't bear to hurt the young child when he needs a spanking, this right? It's a brush, but it's because in the '50s they used to hit their kids. It's awful with like proper hard brushes, but this had soft rubber. Brushes so it didn't hurt the kid, but they still got the idea they were being punished for being naughty.
Okay.
Right? And the final
one. Any fathers in the 50s who weren't prepared to beat their kids.
What about this?
Go for it.
A suntan spray tan dispenser. So it would be a machine in the middle of a shop, like a Woolworths in those days, I guess it would be, or something like that. And you'd put your money in. And you could get a 30-second... You could spray your arms with to make your arms go brown and your face.
So it's to make you look like you've got a suntan?
Suntan, yeah, but it's an instant suntan. You just spray browning yourself.
In the 50s? People yeah. did that
yeah.
in the 50s?
Yeah.
You made every single one of
They're
them.
They're mad, aren't they? So did I make up the stocking liner?
Oh.
Did I make up the brush that doesn't punish the kid? Or did I make up the instant spray tan?
Okay. I'm using my Sherlock Holmes.
And as you just said in your last one, do play along at home.
Which one do you think it was?
Yeah. Look at this wine.
It's gone. Mm. So I'm going to go through my logic here. So the drawing the line... drawing the line is mad. It's just mad.
Madder than the others?
No, that's my point, is it's not as mad as the other ones. So I'm holding that off.
Okay.
I'm holding that off. I'm surprised that people used to spray tan themselves in the 50s, but then maybe they did. Mm. I wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe somebody would pay for a brush that doesn't hit the kids rather than not just not hitting their kids.
Yeah.
So I think you made that one up.
Astonishingly, that's real.
What?
So isn't that...
People would pay to not hit their kids.
Well, they would be...
I know, to make it look like they were.
Isn't that... Imagine the level of a mind that even thought in that way. But I mean, don't get me started. But that okay, was that so, is
okay.
real.
Okay, so that's real.
Yeah.
So it's down to the spray tan, or it's got to be the pencil line. It's got to be the pencil.
I did make that one up. It's pretty good. I'm quite pleased with it.
It's pretty good until you actually think about it. Give us a song.
Here's a song. Okay. Oh, this was a smash hit in Switzerland.
Was it?
It's called. Right, so this is I'm Rubbish, But My Hair's Funny, brackets, So Keep Me in Power, by Joris Bonson and the Ex-Wives Collective. Put your trousers on, mate. Oh. Are we recording?
Swallow well.
Bingy bong.
Swallow well.
Bongy bing.
Mark, what do you
like? But it's funny that you still do that, that we do this show so intermittently now that... that you think people understand what Swellowell is.
I don't think anybody listens.
No, I don't think so either. But Swellowell is a part of the show. It's like, the show's called Left to Left Field. It's so obscure, this. Left to Left Field. So Paul shot that to LOL. And this part of the show is called Swellowell.
Because we think it's swell.
Because we think what we're about to describe is swell. I mean, the mental jumps that the audience have to do to get there with that.
We just
sang that as though we knew that they'd know.
You also have to know Frankie Lane's Bowie knife.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a...
Bow and knife. Yeah. Long silver and steel.
I hate it when you do that. Right, so it's my turn. Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Right, so I was going to do... I was going to do two shows that I've been watching, which I'm just going to quickly recommend. Outer Range.
So you are doing...
Outer Range and The Shining Girls.
It's brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. Shining Girls and Apple, Outer Range on Prime. Outer Range... a sort of existential thing. It's a set in Wyoming. A cattle rancher discovers a perfectly circular, mysterious hole in his land. Is it a time portal? Is it God? And it's just Josh Brolin, and it's amazing. And there's nothing like it.
It's wonderful. It's
and The Shining Girls, a serial killer traveling through time. Very hard to pin down. Absolutely magnificent with Elizabeth Moss.
Watch it. If you're going to watch
it, it's very ambitious.
You have to watch it. Don't look at your phone. Don't not pay attention. There's so much things happening that are so subtle that is just wonderful.
It's a really great show. Both brilliantly written.
Great. Yeah,
but the thing about Outer Range is you never know what's going to happen next because the writers obviously decided I'm going to do the most weird right turn here. It's brilliant.
Yeah. So what are you going for? Then?
Something totally different. So. In recent years, I've got much more into watching art shows on television, shows about art. But I'm currently watching the best one I've ever seen.
Okay.
And it's called The Art That Made Us. And it's about British art, but it's told chronologically. And it goes through the centuries from right, way, way, way back, you know, like, and through right up until, at the minute, I'm up to the Georgian era.
Okay.
And... what they do is they get professors and great intellects talking about all these works, but they mix it in with also with performers performing like Shakespeare when they got to the 16th century or 17th century, or they've got like people doing poetry. They've got a Welsh, for instance.
Is it themed per episode or
no? It isn't. What's brilliant about it is they do a century per show.
Right.
It seems to me, okay. And they take famous works of art as the dots that join all of the culture together.
Okay, that sounds great.
But what it touches on is things like that I am vaguely aware of at the periphery of my cultural knowledge. Like, for example, Spong Man, which is this figure that was drawn sculpted hundreds of years ago, and it's of a man with his fists at the sides of his temples, looking up at the heavens, squatting down.
And it's like Spong Man.
It's a really famous piece that they found.
Do you know why it's called Spong Man?
No.
Okay.
But it's where it was found, I think, and it's to do. But it's like he's going through this existential crisis, and it's that people are expressing these existential crises. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
And so
they get in a famous sculptor to talk about it. And then it'll go on to something like the Mappa Mundi. Right, Mappa Mundi, which is like one of the first ever drawn map of the world.
Which they drew on a Mundi.
And it's with... no, but it's full of like... it's got sea monsters and stuff like that. And all the stuff that they believed at the time.
Yeah.
And so it's just... and it fills in these gaps. And then it'll go on to... it might be Wedgwood pottery. Wedgwood was a famous anti-slavery campaigner, very famous, and he was really active about raising money and bringing the argument to the fore about how slavery was obviously morally repugnant, you know, and he made medals and he did advertising campaigns and what it does is it's extraordinary in filling in the gaps that you didn't know were there in your cultural knowledge.
Amazing. What's it called again?
It's called The Art That Made Us. And it's got funky soundtracks and it's voiced by David Threlfall is the narrator, right. Brilliant actor. People will know him from what was that famous show on Channel 4 called?
Shameless.
He was the drunk dad in Shameless. And it's really entertaining. Like, they've got great actors doing things, great actors in it. What's the Welsh actor called? Oh my God, the Welsh actor.
Michael Sheen.
Michael Sheen doing some great, great sort of, they have people doing Welsh poetry. They'll have things like, they'll go into like, look at these standing stones that you've sort of vaguely heard of, but they go into it. And so they pick all these cultural high points. They touch on Shakespeare, but he's not the main thing, you know. And
so what's it on?
Hogarth. It's on iPlayer. Yeah. And like in Georgian times, they've got Hogarth, which is a fascinating one, because Hogarth painted these great vistas of London life. At the time, the Georgians were employing artists to make it all look wonderful and amazing. But he just sort of said, actually, this is what's lying underneath. Mm. Poverty, drunkenness, immorality. And it's, anyway, The Art That Made Us is the best art show I've seen on television.
That sounds something.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Shall I do a song?
Yeah, no, song, yeah.
Whose turn is it?
I think it's yours, Paul.
Okay. Oh, thank God it's mine, because this is a great song.
You've not even got there, have you? You're going to have to nip all this out.
Well, no, I'm here. I'm here. Honestly, this is like my song of the moment. It's called... it's called Die Laughing by What's The Point.
Yeah. Talk about existential. Bingy bot. Oh no, we've done all that. So it's time for Swellowell with little tiny Paul.
Little tiny. For my little tiny little corner.
Pointless Paul Coates.
What's the point? My day, for ages, you can't write forever. When you're writing, you can't write all day.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's not like pricing up.
Just exhausting.
Done, you
know? Just mentally exhausting.
And so usually around 3-ish, I'm just like, that's the point where I'm done.
Yeah.
So I've started doing this thing at around that time where I'm not ready to go and cook. I'm not ready to finish my day, but I want something different.
Yeah.
And I've started playing puzzle games on PlayStation. And most
on
of
PlayStation?
Puzzles, yeah. Just you know. They're logic puzzles.
Yeah.
And it's a totally different use of my brain.
Yeah.
And so for like, and I don't do it for very long. I do it for about half an hour. I usually have, I might have a little beer or I might have a, like, you know, just a cup of tea or whatever. And I just change my brain.
Yeah.
And they're available on other platforms. So I've got a PS4 yeah. And that's what I don't want. And I'm going to recommend a couple of them because I really recommend for, if you've got the space to just change the way you've been thinking all day.
Change your brain angles.
Just change your brain angles.
Brangles.
That's our way. So there's three of them that I absolutely love. The first one was The Witness, which came out in 2016. And it's just like, you're just on an island and you don't really understand. It's very...
Do you have to pay for these games, by the way?
Well, you do buy them, yeah. The PlayStation games.
Oh, like, so they're quite expensive games.
Well, I mean, they're old now, so you can probably get...
Right, sorry.
Second-hand.
I thought there was some freebies you got on PlayStation.
No, they're full games.
Right, sorry.
You know,
The
Witness took me, like, weeks to finish.
Right, sorry. I thought you meant, like, a little puzzle.
Not an individual puzzle.
Right.
But they're games that... the one I'm playing at the moment is the Talos Principle, and there's this whole narrative about you're a robot and you're looking for sentience.
Mm.
But each level is a puzzle. And you've got to work out with lasers, and you've got to, you know.
God, this sounds like a nightmare for me. I don't have a logical brain at all.
But it's really good, and what's really good about them is, like, you know, we've talked about this before. I'm not a genius in this thing, so I do what I can do, and then if I get a little bit stuck, you go to YouTube, you go to that level. And then you watch it to the point where you're stuck and it just gives you the bit and you, oh, got it.
I see.
Then you stop and then you finish it. So I'm not for one second, but like The Witness was just absolutely brilliant because it doesn't even give you any explanation. So there's one bit where you're in this forest and you're standing in front of a board and the board has got lines that you've got a middle line, a bottom line and a higher line.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know what I'm... And you've got to pick... these points, and so you start pressing buttons, trying to figure it out, I don't know, and you get really frustrated, and then it suddenly dawns on you that there's a bird, and a bird's doing a bird call that goes doo doo doo. And that's,
you have to replicate.
That's the line. It's like middle, high, low.
Oh my god!
And it's just not. And those moments when you get it, when you actually just
you punch
go,
the air,
and it's, you do, you punch the air, and I complain for like not for long, 20 minutes, half an hour, if that. And I do that every day at the end of my working day. And so my ones to recommend are The Witness, The Talos Principle, and Portal 2, which is just a fucking...
I've heard of Portal.
Portal 2, yeah. There's Portal and Portal 2. And they're great games. They're just little puzzles. Every level is a puzzle.
Yeah.
And it takes me weeks to finish the whole thing.
It's funny you should say this, because I was thinking about getting back into gaming. And I like my Resident Evils and my Silent Hills, which is, you know, a blast from the past.
Yeah.
But... the ones I can't stand, right, and but the games I quite like to play most, the ones I'm was always rubbish at when I had PlayStation 1 was fighting, just combat.
I'm not very
I'm just not good at it.
No, I don't
want and, to. And like having a sword and slashing away, and it's just...
But these have nothing to do
there's
with
a thing
that.
Called... is it called Ender's Game or Ender's World or something like that? This is the big game at the minute. And it's all about you fight a dragon or you fight... And I'm just thinking, not only do I not really enjoy that...
Yeah.
I know that I'm going to be rubbish at it, and it seems to me a bit haphazard and a bit, you know...
Yeah, those are not my games. No. These are
worlds that they create are astonishing, by the way.
Yeah.
Astonishing.
No, totally. These are just really simple logic puzzles, and if you solve it, you move on to the next one, and they get a little bit harder and a little bit... And I'm not for one second, you know, cheat. Yeah. Cheat to move you on.
Absolutely.
You know, just because if you're stuck, there's no point in being stuck. There's no fun in that.
No.
But at the end of it, when you get that moment, when you get that little do-do-do, and you go, we got it. And me and my daughter, Billy, we just, it's because she's got great hearing, much better than mine, and we sailed through that one. It was just wonderful. So, yeah, so those are my...
That's
just
brilliant.
At the end of the day, just make your brain do something a bit different. That's the idea.
I'm just going to fight dragons.
That's cool. That's cool. Though. Listen, thank you very much.
Thanks, Guy. Thanks for listening. We're probably just talking to each other right now at this point.
I know.
We'll see you in a few months when we're drunk again.
Yeah, take care.
Bye. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it.